Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
At one point, he's seen at a Starbucks just before the shooting. He bought a water bottle and a couple of granola bars, leaving the wrappers behind. There was a cell phone that was left behind, and the authorities have linked that phone to the shooter. They believe it's his. Now, whether they've been able to get into it or not, we're not sure yet, but that would certainly be a key piece of evidence.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. This after shares of United Healthcare fell more than 5% in Thursday trading. The company has been coming under fire for its business practices. Folks in Northern California bracing for aftershocks after a 7-magnitude earthquake. The eastern half of the U.S. on alert for bitter cold and more snow. This is ABC News. A 6-year-old and 5-year-old are fighting for their lives in a Northern California hospital after police say a gunman attacked them at their school. The school is linked to the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and Butte County Sheriff Corey Honia says the shooter may have believed he was acting on behalf of Yemen and Palestine.
That's a motivation that was in his mind. How it was that he conflated what's going on in Palestine and Yemen with the Seventh-day Adventist Church, I can't speculate.
Police say the shooter killed himself. Conagra Foods, a conglomerate that owns Slim Jim, Healthy Choice, and Bird's Eye, could be selling off one of its legacy brands. According to Reuters, Chef Boyardee may be sold to the highest bidder. The brand, known for its packaged pastas and raviolis, has been around since 1928. Conagra has been trying to streamline its business due to a slowdown in sales. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
For today, a high of 30 with a mix of sun and clouds. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 20. Mostly cloudy in the morning Saturday, then partly cloudy, breezy and warmer, a high of 43. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low of 28. Sunday, increasing clouds and mild, a slight chance of drizzle at night with a high of 46. Monday, a small chance of drizzle early in the day, otherwise a high of 44 degrees. In Richland Center this morning, we rise and shine with the air being calm right now. We don't have to factor in any wind chill, which is good news. Following midnight reading of 10, we're at 8 degrees. Today is Friday, December 6th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red
other night at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me. And I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I'd wanted for all times, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time changed me in her eyes too, it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days, wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. And then and there I thank the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he may not answer doesn't mean some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
That is Garth Brooks and Unanswered Prayers as we start the day in a positive way here with the Light in the Milk House Show. Maggie May officially opened it up with a national anthem rendition, and here we are together again, friends. It was a tough one for the Pack last night. If you went to bed too early, Green Bay lost on a last-second field goal. 34-31 was the final in that one last evening. So the Pack, having lost twice now to the Lions this year, the Lions are a pretty good club. I was hoping maybe last night was the night, and there were certainly some opportunities, but the defense unable to stop them when they needed to stop them, and that's football. We'll check some details coming up on that. We have some high school scores from last evening as well. That's coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Here is Exile.
Somewhere in the night, I fell in love with you. You wandered through my dreams, and you stole away my blues. All of a sudden, a brand new feeling opened up inside. And I don't know whether to jump through the roof or break right down and cry. Woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day. Is it supposed to feel this way? Running around with the coolest pen, painted all over my face. I woke up in love, oh, what a beautiful day. I used to run around in no particular direction. I ran across a lot of pretty women, but I couldn't make a connection.
But last night when you held me tight, you turned my life around. And I opened up my eyes this morning and I said, look what I found. I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day. Am I still dreaming? Is it supposed to feel this way? Running around with a foolish grin, painted all over my face. I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day.
On the fifth day of Christmas, Court & Main gave to me 30% off all greenery, including wreaths, candle rings, garlands, and sprays. Valid only today. Watch out for tomorrow's daily deal.
Anywhere there's a jukebox and a flashing neon sign. I met my first cheating woman when I was 17. Since then it's been mean old Hank. I understand the songs he sang. 'Cause anywhere there's a jukebox and a flashing neon sign, Western Swing. But I can't forget the way Hank done it and those old songs he used to sing. Conway and Loretta sell the message loud and clear. They make me want to hit the dance floor, pop the top on another beer. 'Cause anywhere there's a jukebox and a flashing neon sign, anywhere there's a woman with cheating on her mind, anywhere
Razzy Bailey on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. We're at 8 degrees this morning. Here's a reminder, partners of the Richland Hospital and Clinics will host the Lobby Shop's Holiday Open House and Bake Sale today. That starts at 7 this morning and it will happen until everything is sold.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your source for great tunes and delicious moments in Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have settled in nicely at our new home, 930 Sextonville Road, across from Simple Elegance. We are very grateful for those friends who have followed us to our new location. Please make sure that the hospital/clinic has the Prescription Center as your preferred pharmacy. Sometimes your pharmacy of choice has changed, so please check each time. Also, remind your provider before they send a prescription. We don't have a drive-thru, but we do have a drive-up. We will run your new or refill prescriptions to your vehicle. When you arrive, park by the door and call. For new prescriptions, call us as you leave the doctor's office so we can fill them and have them ready when you come. Again, it's Part D time. We will pick the plan that's best for you. We do take every plan. There are many changes this year, so let us help you pick the correct plan. Even if you don't come to us, bring me your drug list, and we will make sure that you have the least expensive option. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Santa Claus is coming to Arena Saturday, December 7th from 8 a.m. to noon. The Wildlife Forever ATV Club and Arena VFW are hosting Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW. Kids will get to pick out special gifts for their family members, and Santa's helpful elves will wrap each one ready to go right under the Christmas tree. Gifts are generously donated by the community, some brand new, some gently used. Parents, a small donation, just 50 cents to a dollar per item, helps keep the magic alive. And while the elves work their magic, kids can meet Santa, share their Christmas wishes, and enjoy the holiday spirit. They are still collecting small gift donations for the workshop. Drop them off at Prem Meats, Crappie Shop, or Grandma Mary's. Saturday, December 7th, bring your little ones to Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW, 8 until noon. Let's make this holiday season unforgettable. Sponsored by Wildlife Forever ATV Club and the Arena VFW. The Richland County Performing Arts Council presents Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, December 15th at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
It's Christmas time and I can't wait.
Join us for an afternoon of festive fun at Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert. Let's celebrate the season together with some toe-tapping tunes and some great holiday classics. See you there! Get your tickets at eventbrite.com or rcpac.org for Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
Here's a look at scores from last night. In wrestling action, Ithaca Weston over New Lisbon, 60-18. Mauston, 51. Ithaca, 26. And Ithaca Weston defeated Westby, 39-20. Dual meet action last night at Mauston. Boys basketball, Ithaca was a winner against Lafarge, 64-48. Darlington was a victor against Cuba City, 77-58. Fenimore, 51-49 over Boscobel. It was Iowa Grant over Riverdale, 71-45. Highland, 69. Cassville, 36 in boys basketball. In girls' hoops from last night, Mauston over Reedsburg, 63-60. It was a win for Wisconsin Dells over Lake Mills, 61-25, and Prairie du Chien, 66-22 over Richland Center in area girls basketball. Well, the Packers couldn't stop them last night. Jared Goff threw three touchdown passes. Jake Bates made a 35-yard field goal as time expired. And the Detroit Lions clinched a playoff spot with a 34-31 victory over the Green Bay Packers. The NFC best Lions broke a franchise record with their 11th straight win, including two over the Packers. Detroit coach Dan Campbell went for it on fourth down five times, including with 1 yard to go at the Green Bay 21. With 43 seconds left. David Montgomery ran for 7 yards on that play, ensuring the Lions would kick the go-ahead field goal without giving the Packers the ball again. Elsewhere in the NBA, Cleveland 126, Denver 114, Dallas 137, Washington 101, Oklahoma City over Toronto 129-92, New York 125, Charlotte 101, New Orleans 126, Phoenix 124, Chicago 139, San Antonio 124, Memphis 115, Sacramento 110, Golden State 99, Houston 93. From the NHL, Tampa Bay 8-1 over San Jose, Montreal 3, Nashville nothing, Carolina 5, Colorado 3, Ottawa 2-1 over Detroit, Florida 7, Philadelphia 5, Winnipeg 1 in overtime, 3-2 over Buffalo, Seattle 5, the Islanders 2, Edmonton 6-3 over Columbus, and St. Louis beat Calgary last night in overtime, 4-3 the final.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
5:22 the time. We're at 8 degrees. The wind stirring just a little bit now, northeasterly at 2 miles per hour. So the bottom line is we need to warm it up here.
On behalf of the fire department and all of us, we want to thank you. Come back again next year.
We'll be right back. Roman Gaz and the band live at Turner Hall there with the Pilsen Polka. That was a wild and woolly one, I'll tell you what. It is 8 degrees at WRCO, 525 the time. As we greet you this morning and head toward farm news and markets, just about 5 minutes away.
Jolly old St. Nicholas, lean your ear this way. Don't you tell a single soul what I'm going to say. Christmas Eve is coming soon. Now, you dear old man, whisper what you'll bring to me. Tell me if you can. When the clock is striking 12, when I'm fast asleep, down the chimney, broad and black, with your pack you'll creep. All the stockings you will find hanging in a row, mine will be the shortest one, you'll be sure to know. Johnny wants a pair of skates, Susie wants a dolly, Nellie wants a storybook, she thinks dolls are folly. As for me, my little brain isn't very bright. Choose for me, old Santa Claus, what you think is right. Jolly old St. Nicholas, lean your ear this way. Don't you tell a single soul what I'm going to say. Christmas Eve is coming soon. Now, you dear old man, whisper what you'll bring to me. Tell me if you can. Tell me if you
jolly, 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 jolly old Saint. And you've never once looked back at your home across.
Bobby G. Rice on the Light in the Milk House Show. Pick me up on your way down. Right now, we look out at highs possibly later of around 30 degrees. That sounds quite promising today. Mix of sun and clouds. There will be a southwest wind between 5 and 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 20 degrees. The air is calm. It was a little cool last night in Sextonville, but the winds died down. Winds were at a little bit less this morning, and we've got a couple mile-an-hour winds out of the east-northeast right now. Following a low of 7, we're at 9 degrees above zero. It is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years, Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
A congressman says there's no chance of a new farm bill before the lame duck session ends. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Unleash your greatest harvest yet with Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans. The next generation in soybean is here with advanced genetics that deliver superior yields. First, an ag economist says concerns over Russian wheat quality have caused U.S. wheat futures to move higher. Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net says Russia's winter wheat condition rating is sharply below year-ago levels.
A private agency came out and pretty much said their winter wheat condition rating stands at about 31%. I think it's actually the worst ratings for this time of year in about 23 years.
He tells Brownfield the world market is set by Russia. McCormick says there are also some quality issues in Australia, and that's helping boost U.S. prices. A Wisconsin member of the House Agriculture Committee expects some farm-related legislation in the lame duck session of Congress, but not a farm bill.
And I'll be frank, that ain't happening during this Congress.
Derek Van Orden tells Brownfield the House passed its version of a farm bill May 24th, but the Senate just delivered its farm bill language after the election. Van Orden says lawmakers are aware they need to do something before the end of the year.
If something doesn't happen by January 1st, the dairy industry, not just in Wisconsin, the entire country, is going to disappear because it'll cost $25 for a gallon of milk.
Van Orden says an extension of the 2018 farm bill is one possibility, but another option is being considered.
There's an emergency funding bill for all these natural disasters that have been taking place everywhere. And there's also a Farm Act. And then one of the things we're floating is to take Title I, Title 11 out of here and attach that to fund it.
Title I handles the commodity programs, and Title 11 is the section outlining crop insurance. A supplier of crop inputs and services says 2024 yields vary greatly, but a year's worth of unusual weather led to another unexpected outcome. Brad Mattson with Allied Cooperative in Hixton tells Brownfield some of the farmer clients were trying different tillage methods ahead of soybeans and getting unexpected results.
At the end of the season, a conventional tillage out-yielded the no-till by 15 bushels, and the no-till out-yielded the vertical tillage by 3 bushels. And that makes everybody kind of scratch their head a little bit because it shouldn't have worked out that way.
Mattson says the lack of frost last winter means the soil was more compacted, and the spring rains followed by dry summer heat made conditions worse.
The plant roots didn't have to go down for moisture, so the no-till was a little bit more even distributed. When you look at the root systems of the vertical tillage, though, the roots are pretty much confined in the top 2 inches of the soil.
Mattson says the conventional tillage promoted deeper root growth, allowing the soybeans to get more water during the dry summer and fall. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves. That's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Olivo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
A light round of direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cattle Con is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered to be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. There's a light round of direct cash cattle business that developed Thursday. Deals are marked in Nebraska at $297 stress. That's $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Asking prices were around $192 to $194 live in the South, but nothing really had surfaced in the North. Look for more business to take place before the end of the day Friday. At the Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, steers and heifers under 600 pounds sold sharply higher, and steers over 600 pounds were steady to $10 higher. Heifers over 600 pounds were steady to $4 higher. The USDA says demand was good to very good from the buyers in the crowd and online. Feeder supply included 60% steers. Medium and large one feeder steer, 600 to 649 pounds, brought $301 to $320. Feeder steer, 650 to 694 pounds, brought $280 to $302. A medium and large one feeder heifer, 650 to 679 pounds, brought $266 to $273. Box beef closed lower on light demand for fairly light offerings. Choice down 49 cents at $307.84. Select closed 60 cents lower at $277.10. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head, down more than 8,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors have been moving decent numbers this week. Packers have been in need of hogs to meet the current slaughter pace, especially following that holiday shortened week. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, confirmed with another strong week of export sales. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 228 with a weighted average of 85.34. The Iowa Minnesota closed 215 lower with a weighted average of 85.48. The Western Corn Belt down 215 with a weighted average of 85.48. Pork values were lower, down 96 cents at 88.64. And estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, up about 3,500 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower ahead of the week's direct business. And lean hog futures into the day mixed on spread trade. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Ellie Robinson from Mineral Point High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Ellie loves high school sports and will get the opportunity to take her skill to the college ranks in cross country.
I'm so grateful to be surrounded by people that have helped me get to that level and glad that I worked hard and was able to commit to South Dakota State.
She grew up on a farm and said 4-H and FFA have helped her grow.
I think FFA is a great organization. They provide a lot of knowledge about not just agriculture, but life in general. FFA really does make you get out there a little bit. It also teaches you a lot of values and skills. Like, I've learned a lot about responsibility, hard work ethic.
She's enjoying volunteering and working to help others.
I think it's very important to help others who are not as fortunate. I think it's important that they have a good life and they get the opportunities that other people have.
At BEX, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Direct cattle business Thursday was at 190 live and 297 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are up thanks to solid demand. January beans were a dime higher at 9.93 and three quarters. March was up 9 1/4 at 9.99. March corn is five higher at 4.35, and May was up five at 4.40 1/2. Live and feeder cattle were lower, watching that direct trade develop. February live was down $2 at $186.32, and April was $1.95 lower at $188.55. January feeders were down $2.02 at $254.92. And hogs were steady to modestly higher on spread trade and solid weekly export sales. February lean did hold at $86.35. April was up 15 at $91.15. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Horses help people deal with mental health issues. Next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Lynn Thomas, co-founder and president of Horses for Mental Health, says exposure to horses can help open doors for people suffering from mental health issues. But she adds some folks can be skeptical of the idea.
And I actually found that there are still challenges in that regard because people are like, well, I'm around horses all the time and I'm still struggling, so that hasn't helped me. And so it's also about getting the word out there that these are professional mental health services and here's how horses can uniquely benefit that process and apply to you, even if you're around horses all the time.
Thompson says the evidence is there.
These programs that are incorporating horses are having an impact. People are seeing their mental health improve, both of their children, themselves, their families, and that's really what we're all about.
You don't have to get a horse in order to explore the mental health benefits of the exposure. In fact, says Thomas,
it's not even about riding the horse. It's about the relationship and the healing that comes through that relationship. And so it's created a niche for horses that can't be utilized in other areas to have a space and a role. And so I think this work is benefiting everybody.
Horses for Mental Health has partners in 32 states, the District of Columbia, and in Canada. You can learn more at horsesformentalhealth.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
The leader of a dairy cooperative says efforts to improve conditions for dairy farmers does not end with the referendum on federal milk marketing order reforms. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Tim Trotter with Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative tells Brownfield, USDA's final rule for the federal milk marketing orders isn't perfect.
Obviously, we felt we needed a lot more Federal Order 30. We're going to be very short in Federal Order 30 for the reforms we need. But again, in totality, we're going to recommend to our membership to give it a strong consideration.
Trotter says Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative is not done pushing for needed changes in dairy policy, including potential additions to the next farm bill.
If you're deep pooled and unprotected by the federal order, you could be at risk for timely payments and also having third-party verification. So we're going to go through the farm bill to get that codified so the farmers, whether they're in the order or not, they're going to have those basic protections.
Trotter says he expects Edge will also advance additional proposals for change in the federal milk marketing orders.
We think every order should have a little more flexibility in how they innovate and how do they make their federal orders more relevant, because deep pooled milk doesn't help the order. But in the upper Midwest, the majority of our utilization is cheese and manufacturing. So when you think about it, if you don't have a lot of fluid milk utilization, how do you keep it afloat?
Farmers and cooperatives in 11 U.S. regions are voting this month on whether to accept USDA's proposed changes or have no federal milk marketing order at all.
Cash dairy prices were mostly steady to lower Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey prices unchanged at 70 and a quarter, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 3.5 cents at 166 and a half, three sales there. Cheese barrels went down 2.5 cents at 164 and a quarter with two sales. Butter unchanged at 254, but no sales. Non-fat dry milk up 1.25 cents at 138 and a quarter, eight sales recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Personalization from an ag lender starts with a trusted advisor, a true partner who asks questions to determine the right financing options for your operation and cash flow needs, and says you belong here. You'll always find that above and beyond service from Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial, here for you. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's have the know-how. If you're looking for paint, the Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have to paint. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything, from screens to paint. Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today we'll hit a high of 30 degrees with a mix of sun and clouds, a low of 20 tonight, and 43 for Saturday. Sunday, 46 for a high. Right now it's a chilly 8 degrees in Richland Center on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Phil Lee with you, the old light, the milk cow show, shining a light on you today and getting you set and directed toward the upcoming weekend. Here's George Strait.
Well, I was ruling the roost, had all the chicks to myself. And suddenly it happened, the funny little feeling I felt. Well, I tried to hide or run it, but it finally caught up with me. Tell me, how can I run from something that I can't see? Oh, that little bit of teeny weeny thing they call the love bug. Nobody's ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bitty kiss and a hug. It's a little bitty teeny weeny thing they call the love bug. We'll be right back.
like it's lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you.
That's why.
That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair.
The Statler Brothers on WRCO. Oh, baby mine. Well, coming up, a look at weather. Tony is going to update us on the weekend. And the good news is, yes, it's going to get a little bit warmer. So maybe I can get daring and move my ear flaps up, at least up to my, just past my lobes.
My whole life savings. $2 bill. That's why I'm here tonight. I've got time to kill, and I can tell the story about 20 times. $2 in the jukebox, one dime at a time. $2 in the jukebox, a dime at a time. Play the same old song about love gone wrong. Closing time. $2 ought to do me. Honey, you buy the wine, and I'll put in a jukebox, one dime at a time. Pardon me, mister, you mind if I sit down? I'm misery likes company. I believe it, I found somebody just as lonely. I don't believe I'm wrong. If you had a place to go to, you'd have done been gone. $2 in the jukebox, a dime at a time. Play the same old song.
Back in the day when you could get a few songs, maybe four selections for a dime, you could make a phone call, too, if you had another dime.
On the fifth day of Christmas, Court & Main gave to me 30% off all greenery, including wreaths, candle rings, garlands, and sprays. Valid only today. Watch out for tomorrow's daily deal.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This is Heather from the Creative Outlet, where we have clothing with six tag colors on sale every day.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2. We've made it easy for you. Shop the online store now at AllAmericanDoItCenter.com. All American Do It Center has over 65,000 items available at the Do It Best warehouse. If we don't have it in stock, we can ship to the store for free, as our stores receive deliveries from the warehouse twice weekly. Same day pickup and ship to home options also available for your convenience. Shop online at AllAmericanDoItCenter.com in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, in general, it's a fairly quiet weather pattern around here right into early next week. Temperatures will be on the upswing starting tomorrow and taking us through Monday with readings a good 10 to 15 degrees above normal. A couple of weather systems from today through tomorrow will skirt across southern Canada toward upper Michigan. Could bring a little dusting of light snow into parts of far north and northeast Wisconsin, but just some occasional cloud cover around our area. A new weather system will slide through the area Sunday evening into early Monday. Could bring us some patchy drizzle, but looks very insignificant at this point. Behind that, some colder weather building in for the middle of next week might bring us a few snow flurries, but any significant snow accumulation will stay up in parts of North Dakota, northern Minnesota, and over toward upper Michigan. Your forecast for today, look for a mix of clouds and sun with highs around 30 degrees, southwesterly wind 5 to 15, partly cloudy tonight, low near 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, then partly cloudy, breezy, and warmer, high close to 43, southwesterly wind of 8 to 18. Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 20s. Sunday should bring increasing clouds, mild conditions, high near 46, slight chance of drizzle Sunday nights. Sunday nights low 34. On Monday, a small chance of drizzle early in the day, otherwise mostly cloudy, still warmer than normal with a high of 44. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and colder, more seasonal, low 23 with a high of 30. Wednesday, sun patches and chilly, maybe a few snow flurries, low 15 with a high of 23. And next Thursday, partly cloudy, low near 10 with a high of 29. Should see another warm-up as we approach that following weekend. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, 8 degrees in Richland Center. Yesterday's high was 26. The record high, 1975. We topped out at 59. The record low, 15 below zero in 1871. Last year's high was 41, while the low was 27. Sunset will occur at 4:26 this afternoon. Sunrise time will be at 7:20. Coming up for this morning. The air is calm. Barometer is at 30.22. No precipitation today. And again, after a low this morning of 7 degrees, it is 8.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.